The generally young audience came to hear McKibben speak about climate change, and this isn't a first for him.
I did write the first book about all this back in 1989, i.e., before you were born. And frankly, we knew most of what we needed to know in 1989. We knew you burn coal, gas, and oil, you release carbon into the atmosphere, and we knew that the molecular structure of CO2 traps heat that would otherwise radiate back out to space.
Along with dozens of books about the environment, McKibben most recently wrote Earth, Making a Life on a Tough New Planet. The book focuses on the environmental implications of our society.
The last 18 months have been pretty remarkable. 2010, last year, was the warmest year for which we have records on this Earth. 19 nations set new all-time temperature records, okay? And some of them were pretty remarkable. I was on the phone one day with our 350.org colleagues in Pakistan, and one of them said, "It's hot here today," which I was surprised to hear him say, because it's always hot in Pakistan in the summer, and you wouldn't think to remark on it. He said, "No, it's really hot here today. We just set the new all-time Asia temperature record. It's 129 degrees outside today." I was like, whoa, that is hot.
McKibben is also known for his work on the 350 movement. 350 represents the parts per million of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere that can safely sustain life on Earth. The movement has organized 15,000 rallies in 189 countries since 2009. His most recent attempts at saving the environment focus on a pipeline that would potentially carry crude oil from the tar sands of Western Canada to the Texas Gulf Coast. McKibben was arrested during a peaceful sit-in at the U.S. Capitol last month.
We had 1,253 people arrested in front of the White House over 2 weeks. It was the biggest civil disobedience action in many years, about 35 years in this country. And it was really wonderful. And it was just sort of a few weeks before this kind of Occupy Wall Street stuff took off. So it's part of this big ferment that's starting to change things now.
However, that isn't stopping him. He's headed back to Washington, D.C. on November 6th, where he hopes thousands will create a ring around the White House. He adds, since the pipeline crosses international borders, President Barack Obama can shut it down himself by denying that it's in the national interest. McKibben says he wants this peaceful sit-in to remind the president of a promise he made almost 4 years ago.
6 months ago, he opened a huge swath of Wyoming, federal land in Wyoming, to coal mining. Last week, while we were in the middle of this big tar sands fight, signed legislation allowing widespread oil drilling in the Arctic. We need him to do the right thing on this tar sands issue. It'll be really fun to see so many young people around the White House on November 6th, sort of the people who helped bring Barack Obama into office, you know, that kind of wave of first-time voters and all of that. Well, we need the next wave of young people back there ready to say, "We need you to do it. We really need you to do it." And we will see what happens.
You can learn more at 350.org. For WMNF News, I'm Sarah Curran in St. Petersburg.